presidents get to decide the style in which they learn. You know, some people read, some people learn orally. I mean, you know, you got to
a little
slack here. President Bush was an interactive learner. So Josh hit upon something called deep dives for the last 2 years of the administration. The PDB is a bit better than CNN headline news in terms of depth. It is never BBC, all right? And so Josh was afraid the president was so reliant on this that he wasn't getting enough depth on some issues. So how do we do depth but respect the president's time? Mm-hmm. And we hit upon this concept where we would give him the longer articles, magazine length, not newspaper length, Atlantic length, not Washington Post length, the day before. And then he would read that overnight, and then he would come into the Oval and we'd talk about that article. I mean, the PDB process is he's paging through the book, kind of reading while you're talking. Okay?
And okay.
That's, you know, well, these are too long. So read it, give them to him the day before, reads them the night before, comes in. And then rather than having the PDB briefer brief him, we brought the authors of the article in. It was an opportunity for him to be face-to-face with the analysts. It was wonderfully successful.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, they came away with a deeper understanding of what the president needed, how the president thought about issues, and so on. Most of the time, the briefers were CIA. And very often, I would talk to them the night before. I mean, the article's written, it's gone. The president's got it. They gave me a courtesy copy, and then I say, okay, have you done this before? Yes, sir. I say, well, let me... I start drawing the Oval Office for them. I say, well, there are two chairs in front of the fireplace. Don't sit there. But do sit on the couch right next to the vice president. It's vice president, president. You sit here. Hadley's going to be over here. You sit here. I said, now, what's your most important sentence? And they go, no. What's your most important sentence? No, sentence. Okay, they give me a sentence. I said, good, because that's all you're going to get. Okay? Let me tell you, this works. You start talking, and this man starts interrupting. And now you're in a scrum. And so you've got to be able to present this in the dialogue, mm-hmm. not in the monologue, because he is going to be very, very interactive. And that's... Huh. So, I mean, that's not somebody who's disinterested, that's not somebody
right.
who's unintelligent, and
right.
certainly not somebody who's unknowledgeable.